Welcome back. Well, it's a bit puzzling to many, but oil saw a weekly decline despite geopolitical tensions, which Vice President Kamala Harris calls, quote, a dynamic moment in time. Perhaps some of those tensions offset by advances in Iran nuclear talks. Here with more on the energy sector and how oil settled. Let's bring in our Yahoo Finances, Jared Blickery. It is quite a surprise that oil took a dip.
Yes, we were seeing oil shoot higher only last week on some of these Ukraine headlines, but really not that much this week. So WTI crude oil for March futures just settled at $91.07 per barrel. Today's price action pretty much in the red the entire day. And here's what happened this week, down 4.5%. In fact, I believe this is the first week that we've had a negative print, a negative return in crude oil futures this year. I mean, you take a look at the year-to-date picture here, and it's from the lower left to the upper right. Although we are definitely stalling out here, having hit about $95 per barrel, a lot of analysts calling for as much as $100 per barrel. But a lot of the people we've been speaking to think that we've hit a temporary ceiling. So I would say anything between $95 and $100 probably going to stall out in there if we do get some big geopolitical spike. And in fact, if we happen to be find ourselves in a land war in Europe next week, we could very well hit there. In the meantime, any resolution to this process probably going to see the price of oil retreat a little bit. And there's also that Iranian situation that you were talking about just now. That factors in as well.
Okay, Jared Blickery, thank you so much for that report.